Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, May 18th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, then the video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,500 head of cattle to be offered, including 6,600 yearling steers, 5,100 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, 8,200 calves on cows, and 1,100 head of breeding stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. Also want to remind you, the spring horse auction of Superior Livestock coming up on June 10th. The consignment deadline for that horse auction is the 19th of May. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, look for lean hog contracts to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and stronger carcass value. But on the other hand, the cattle complex should begin some checked by residual selling interest and uncertain cash potential. Buying and selling interest could take shape here at midweek, though much may depend upon the stability of cattle futures. Both sides will be closely watching the FedCattleExchange.com results. Now, some show lists are pricing around 138 to 140 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures seem set to open a bit lower again, pressured by follow-through selling and uncertain cash prospects. Now, hog buyers expected to go to work today with bids steady to a dollar higher. Saturday's slaughter will probably total close to 80,000 head, and the lean futures should open moderately higher, supported by follow-through buying and technical bullishness. Now, grain futures did close mixed yesterday, but off-session lows on Tuesday, spurred by a late rally in soybeans. Outside markets and a little friendly demand news helped spur the turnaround to Tuesday yesterday, driven by short covering. Outside markets were mostly flat, masking some key developments. Now, the dollar continued its recent erosion, with losses accelerating, sending the greenback the lowest level since the November election. Wheat prices ended mixed yesterday, but that was something of a moral victory. Still bearish chart patterns remain in place at all three markets. July soft red winter wheat futures made new lows for the month ahead of the noon hour yesterday, before trade in other markets sparked a small short reversal higher. Now, on the corn prices, they follow the ups and downs in the soybeans, helping futures as they battle to reject a break below trend lines in place for April and May. Both July and December closed below those levels, though the new crop contract held at its 200-day moving average. Soybeans stole the show yesterday, though, as steady buying in the last couple hours of the session culminated with a spike higher into the close. Though the jump likely was aided by short covering stops at yesterday's highs, the move kept futures firmly in uptrends. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle was down 55 cents yesterday, 121.90. August down 55 at 118.25. August feeder cattle down 157, 147.70. And September was down 147, 147.67. Now, the June hogs up 147, 78.72. And the July was up 112 at 79.47. Kansas City wheat, the July was down 4 cents, 424.5. September down 3 and 3 quarters yesterday, 441 and 3 quarters. July wheat Chicago up a penny, 424. And a quarter. September down was up a quarter penny, 438 and a quarter. July corn unchanged, 367 and three quarters. And September was up a quarter cent, 375 and three quarters. July soybeans up 11 cents, 976 and a quarter. And August was up 9 and three quarters, 976 and a quarter. July cotton up 39, 81.71. And October down 21, 76.71. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.